with your man Cass.
And Belle.
And this is Divorce Not an Option, where we talk about relationships and marriages and keeping it together. So, you know, today is a special day.
Yeah, it's Valentine's Day weekend. So pre-Valentine's Day today, and then tomorrow's the Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And so what are we going to talk about today, babe?
Well, I think we're going to talk about, you know, I mean, love, right? Celebrating Valentine's Day. I think we're going to talk about, you know, the pros, the cons, the negative, the positives, the highs, the lows. I think we'll kind of cover, you know, how couples, you know, want to celebrate, bring the spice back if you've been in a relationship for so long and don't know what to do. You know, we're just going to cover all that today.
Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, we've been together 22 years. So, yes. You know, Valentine's Day is just, I mean, the thing about this, okay, mm-hmm. let me start off. Valentine's Day shouldn't be, in my opinion, shouldn't be a holiday where you have to do something. It should be, because let's be honest, it was started by the Hallmark company, sell cards. It's not really anything attached to anything specific or anything truly special. You know, it's just corporations making money. But, you know, I recognize this is a day to show love, and that's fine. But I think when you've been together for so long, you know, it's kind of hard. You know, like, what can you do? We've done it all. We've done the trips. We've done the roses. Mm-hmm. We've done the cards, the cakes, the all like making love sessions. I mean, we've done everything you could do on Valentine's Day. And if you have a loving relationship, you know, you should be doing those things all the time. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be, you know, let's talk intimacy, right? Okay. All right. If Valentine's Day is a special time for intimacy, there's a problem with your relationship. You know, because at the end of the day, you know, and not to get a little personal, but me and my wife have regular sex, you know, I mean, you know, so Valentine's Day is not like, oh my God, I'm going to get the extra, you know?
Really?
Well,
I don't be doing the extra though.
But you do the extra regularly. That's okay, what I'm saying. Right. So if Valentine's Day takes it where you're doing the extra on that day, there's a problem relationship. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. And I think that's where we want to kind of focus is, you know, if you've been together for so long, what do you do? Right. You know, there is so much pressure out there for Valentine's Day, you know, but really, you know, what is, I mean, Valentine's Day is dating way back in 15th century, you know, where in the Catholic church.
It is. I thought it was a Hallmark thing.
No, that's the myth. Of course, Hallmark capitalized on it. Okay. But traditionally, it started way back with your Catholics and so basically it was really St. Valentine. That's, you know, so it was really where the Pope married young men because they weren't allowed to be married. So secretly they were married on Valentine's Day by Saint Valentine. So that's how
let's fact check that. If somebody knows that history, because that doesn't sound right to me.
It is.
That doesn't sound right.
You can look it up right now on your phone.
You know, I'm not even looking it up. I'm not gonna waste our content time on that. But I want somebody to check that out. Somebody double check that for me.
Sure.
All right, so it started out with marrying young people back in the day.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes, that's it. And then,
marrying young men. Two men?
It didn't. No, like young men that wanted to get married to a woman. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure because you know if you say that they find out it's gonna be another tag point for the LGBTQ community.
No,
Pope was marrying guys. Nobody misquote us. You know what I mean? Then all of a sudden we have all these LGBTQ people.
No, that's
like, I love your show. I'm why?
No, that's why you have St. Valentine's. That's
Nothing against the LGBT community. Yeah. We want them to watch us too. I'm just saying. But, you know, I don't want this to be the video go viral.
I get it.
And then all of a sudden it'd be a meme. You know, Valentine's Day started about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
they use us as a meme.
I get it. No. So, you know, so they go St. Valentine's, you know.
Okay.
So that's where, you know, you have the Cupid. That's where all that stems from. But, and then, of course, you know, Hallmark and different companies, you know, commercialize on it by, you know, selling all the different cards and chocolate, and it became a bigger thing than what it should be.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a great history. So, but the problem I have with Valentine's Day is that, for one, it's just for the woman. Let's be honest. Valentine's Day is for the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And really, like, every holiday's for the woman.
Every holiday?
Yeah, let's be honest. Okay, so you have your birthday as a woman, right? Christmas, right, for a woman.
Wait. How is Christmas for a woman and birthdays for a woman?
Okay, well, this is the thing, okay? Women get extravagant gifts. They get gifts for the kids. They get all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Dads, what do we get?
Oh, I know you're not talking.
Okay.
I know.
Wait, hold on. All right. You are a great gift giver. You are. But in general, we can't speak about us, all right?
Okay. But in general, you're just speaking for the men out there,
yes,
right?
Most holidays are for the women, especially Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, you're going to go out buy flowers, mm-hmm. take it to dinner. Mm-hmm. You're going to do all this stuff mm-hmm. to come home to get the same coochie you got the day before and the same coochie you're going to get tomorrow.
Why are you so
at the end of the day, if you know what I'm saying, why is Valentine's Day so special? Why a woman think that on Valentine's Day, I'm gonna do stuff. If you've been together long enough, what stuff can she do that she ain't done? And if she's not doing that stuff on a regular, then there's something wrong with the relationship. If there's things that only are done on holidays, birthdays, and Valentine's Day, you need to reevaluate that relationship mm-hmm. because intimacy is very important. Like I hate hearing. It just gets a little serious. I hate hearing women say, you know, or men saying that, oh, it's my birthday, I'm going to get this for special. Oh, it's my birthday, I'm going to get this special mm-hmm. sexually or intimacy wise. And to me, I always say, damn, your relationship is really, you need to reevaluate that relationship. Because if it only takes certain holidays for you to get, you know, the sloppy toppy or the ridey or the whatever, you know, what little special things is things. Because how many memes online, how many women say that when a man says, you know, hey, baby, what you, be like, we're going to use the dick, girl. You're looking at them and say, really? Really? I say, but yo, women do it to us, expect them, oh my God, yeah, baby, tonight, I'm a deuce, I'm a rock your world. And we supposed to be like, oh my God, yes, thank you, Lord. Yes, oh, I'm going to get some same coochie I've been getting for the last 14, 15, 20 years, the same stuff. It ain't going to be no different. So, but you say that to a woman, she going to look at you and say, what? No flowers, no dinner, no this, no that. And I think it's unfair. So Valentine's Day and most holidays are for women. Men are usually mm-hmm. catering to a woman. Now, okay. I'm lucky. I have a woman that buys me some gifts and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So, yes. But usually, majority of the time, these holidays, especially Valentine's, are for the woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say you're wrong on that. You're absolutely correct. Valentine's Day is usually for the women, for the woman, per se. And so when it comes to Valentine's Day, you know, I just, you know, read some psychologists, you know, some other psychologists, some overviews where they feel that if you have been in a long-term marriage or relationship, you know, like us, you know, or, you know, over 10 plus years and, you know, then it's really, you know, not a day to really put so much emphasis on, just because they feel that couples who's been together for, you know, longevity, it's really just a day of regular day for us, you know, because there's really, you know, no point to, you know, celebrating this one day. And the reason is that it should be celebrated every day, you know, and we should be doing like spontaneous things for each other, right? So, you know, maybe on a Monday, you know, random Monday, go out on a romantic stroll or, you know, or dinner or, you know, the movies, you know, or buy her some flowers on a Tuesday, you know, not, you know, on a day that is supposed to be, you know, a day of quote unquote love.
I think even in the beginning of your relationship is bad to celebrate Valentine's Day because I think it sets the precedent in your relationship that this day is the day you do special things for your woman or your man, and the other days you don't have to. If every day is Valentine's Day, and it doesn't necessarily mean gifts every day. It mm-hmm. means I love you, you're beautiful, yeah. having sex, making love, mm-hmm. things like that. Try to do it every day. Not, you know, all those things in one day, mm-hmm. but, you know, every day have the romance. Every day have the love. Because if you just settle on one day for it, mm-hmm. then the rest, what are you going to do the rest of the 364 days of the year? Mm-hmm. You know, and it shouldn't be this one day that's emphasized for love, because you should be showing love every day to your woman. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you've been together 20 years or 2 weeks. It should be an everyday thing of showing the affection. Of course, you know, 2 weeks you don't love.
Yeah, 2 weeks is a little bit. But
showing the affection, mm-hmm. showing the attention. And that's really what it is. Let's be honest. Valentine's Day is a day for women to get extra attention, mm-hmm. and to brag and put it on posts and tell their girlfriends and stuff like that. Because I've never heard no dude in my life be like, yo, son, Valentine's Day's coming, dog. Yo, son, what you do with your girl? Yo, I'm going to do this, son. Yo, guess what I'm doing? Like, no man brags about mm-hmm. Valentine's Day. But women, y'all brag about it, because y'all want to be, especially with the social media, y'all want to be on social media. Mm-hmm. Oh, my man, my husband mm-hmm. did this. Y'all want to be around flowers. Oh, he's mm-hmm. so romantic, blah, blah, blah. And to me, it's more showy than it is mm-hmm. sharing the love. That's how I look at the holiday.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, that you're on point with that. As far as, you know, the only thing I will disagree with you, though, is the, you know, like a new relationship. And the only reason is because, you know, in a new relationship, you're getting to know each other. And so I don't feel like, you know, to not celebrate it, because, again, you should, to me, my personal, you should celebrate Valentine's Day on a new relationship, just because, you know, it's not that you're setting a tone in the relationship that it's one special day, but you can do something romantic on that day. But a gesture, right? A nice gesture, not celebrating that day at all in a new relationship, to me, you know, to me, I think it will lead to some, you know, disaster down the line.
But how? Because see, I look at it like this. If you do something on Valentine's mm-hmm. Day, big.
Mm-hmm. Not big. I'm talking about something small. Like, you know, like maybe you could have a dinner at home. You know, maybe you can, you know, get her flowers if she likes flowers, or she likes chocolate, maybe picnic, mm-hmm. you know, and not just her, you know, for him too, you know, if he likes, you know, some favorite sport or something, just something small, just for them to know, hey, you know, even though this relationship is new, I am thinking about you and everything, you know, not to go all out with chocolates and buying the whole flower shop and teddy bears and all that nonsense, but you can still show some form of appreciation early on.
You know what I used to do back in the day, baby, before you? I used to purposely break up with whoever I was with before Valentine's Day, right? Break up with them.
It's not far-fetched.
And then afterwards, like, find some reason. Right. Because, you know, guys, we always do something for uh-huh. the girl. Right. Find some reason to break up. Then the day afterwards, mm-hmm. come back and say, baby, you know,
I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. You know, blah, 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 blah. Right. Now, the only thing is, you may chance mm-hmm. that if you do break up with her, that she going to find something. Yeah, she, about
exactly.
That. But, you know, my pimp game is strong. So that didn't happen. But I'm just saying. So it's a risky move. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, man, Valentine's Day is just like, you got all these women at home mm-hmm. going to be sad because they're thinking, oh, I should be. And I think it puts pressure on the man. Mm-hmm. What about if you're not romantic like that? Right. What about if you don't got money like that?
Yeah,
if you got to work, you know, because your Valentine's Day don't necessarily, I mean, this year falls on a Friday, mm-hmm. but usually it falls on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
yeah, people still
got to like
work
that.
On a Friday.
People
though.
Still got, I know, but what I'm saying, you still got, at least this, you know, at least you could do stuff Friday night, yeah, and yeah, Saturday, yeah. But usually falls on a weekday mm-hmm. and, you know, you got to work the next day, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So it's like, it'd be hard to like, yo, let me do something special or plan something for you. You know, I just don't like Valentine's Day because I just think it's an emphasis on it's fake love. It's mm-hmm. not real love. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not doing these things regular right. and you do it for one day to just so you feel good or you can brag to your friends, mm-hmm. I don't like it. You should have the romance and the love every day. You should be doing spontaneous stuff or extra little things here and there all throughout the year, not just Valentine's Day. I just think it's just crazy. You know, our son, I don't know if he wants us talking about him, but, you know, he has a new little relationship with his little girlfriend, and he's up there talking about, oh yeah, he bought some gifts. I think they came at Amazon for her. He's gonna take it to her, and I think they're gonna tell a movie tomorrow and stuff like that. That we gotta take them to anyway. you know what I'm saying? We gotta drop them off. You know what I'm saying? But you know, that's cute. I think for that type of fresh love is good.
And they're also teenagers.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's cool. So let me redact what I said. You know, I think it's cute on a thing, but I think don't go too far.
Yeah,
I think going too far is, you know, I've done this before, but I still think it's too far. Is the roses on the floor and the bed?
One time.
It was twice.
When twice? I don't remember twice. I remember one time. It was that must have been somebody else.
It
not
was
me.
Beautiful both times. That just probably merged in your head. Anyway, but I think it's too far. I think it's too far because you know what happens afterwards?
You gotta clean it up.
Exactly. So the thing is, like, you do all of that roses everywhere, balloons and all that stuff, right? And actually, I did it twice. Our house and a few years ago at the hotel.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. But you know, you got balloons, you got roses, you got all this stuff, right? And then you get nasty and do your thing. You know what happens afterwards? You gotta clean it up. Like, is that really fun? Is that really like for? And then it's not the girl cleaning nothing up. It's us. You know, she's laying there. Oh, I'm so happy. Probably taking selfies and hit her friends up.
Okay,
and then you got to clean everything. You got to sweep these damn roses. You got to blow out the candles.
But remember, you know, we're trying to help the couples out.
I am helping them.
Remember we say pros and cons. And so I think you did a lot of cons. Now we just want to talk about, you know, maybe there's couples out there that need help rekindling. You need to, you know, and I get
and
it.
I think Valentine's Day is a horrible day to rekindle because how do you know she really wants to rekindle with you or she just don't want to be lonely for Valentine's
Day? Well, it's not, I'm not saying rekindle like someone's breaking up. No. When I say that, I mean, you know, let's say that the intimacy, like they're having issues in their relationship, right? The intimacy is not there. Maybe they're having, you know, rift and stuff.
But what is Valentine's Day going to change?
Well, you know, it's not that it's going to change. It's just that maybe.
If you're not giving me the buns, during the week, but you're going to be on Valentine's Day?
Maybe,
I don't want those buns.
Really? Maybe they'll feel special that, like trying to help, you know, trying to help set the relationship in a positive tone, you know, like, hey, you know, wife or husband, let's go out to dinner or let's just have, you know, expensive restaurants out there. But, you know, restaurants are jacking up their prices. And again, everyone's pocket's not like that. So you can have something special at home, right? Just go in the backyard. Not everyone has a backyard. Go in your patio. If you don't have a patio, then make a little space somewhere in your home, you know, just for a little intimate dinner, you know, something cute.
But, okay. On the negative side of that, if it takes, I don't know how genuine I would feel if, let's say our marriage is like, you know, we got some things going on. I don't know how I would feel if you did it on Valentine's Day.
Well, I'm just
because saying. I wouldn't feel it's genuinely trying to help our relationship. I think you're just trying to do it because it's the holiday.
Because it's my holiday.
Rather, what happened to February 13th?
Well, you can still do it on February 13th.
No, but what I'm saying, what I'm saying is if you wait specifically for Valentine's Day to try to rekindle or restart whatever, I think that's bad. I'm sorry. I think it's horrible. Like to me, if you don't love me every day of the year and Valentine's Day is the only day you do it, I have a problem with that.
No, and I get where you're coming from, but you know, the love in the air and all of this stuff that's going on with Cupid and you know all that, maybe it'll just bring a little spark back to that person's relationship. Maybe, you know, it'll just bring a little, maybe they'll kind of remember why they fell in love with each other, you know, because, you know, watching others, sometimes, you know, people are influenced by that, you know, maybe it's like, oh, okay, well.
So you just love me because you saw other people love each other. You felt lonely and you said, I'm gonna love you.
In no way is it good.
Like, you know, like I said, yeah, all right, let me stop being so negative. Okay. At the end of the day, Valentine's Day is a beautiful day. And, you know, if you want to do something special for your woman, this is what I suggest. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We're waiting. That's a long silent.
Rent a hotel room. Right. You know, because sometimes sex in a new environment is
okay,
good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So rent a nice hotel room. Mm-hmm. Don't have to be the Ritz or nothing, but something real nice. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And just, you know, give your woman a nice massage or your man a nice massage, right?
Yeah.
And then give them some nasty guap 3000.
Okay, and but what if they don't have money for a hotel? Then what?
Okay, if you don't have money for a hotel, this is what you do. You break up with her, right? You
come over and argue, no.
And then you come back.
I don't think
No. You know what? If you don't, okay, let's go extreme scenario. You live with your woman, you got kids, so you got no money, whatever. All right, this is what you do. Put the kids to the room early, right? Put them to the room early. Go in your bedroom, play some nice slow music.
Okay.
You know, order out. Order something simple.
Yeah, something very simple. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Simple. Mm-hmm. Like maybe a Jersey Mike's or something just real simple.
Yeah, something.
Public sub, you know, some chicken, something real simple, right? Real simple, right? Nice music playing and sit down on the bed.
Have a nice little bottle of wine.
And get a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
And
or champagne.
And you know what? Talk.
Yes.
Reflect on the year.
Yes.
Reflect on where you're at, where you come from, where you're going.
Where are you going?
I think that is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Because if Valentine's Day is a celebration of love, let's celebrate our lives together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's celebrate our accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
Let's celebrate, you know, the obstacles we've overcome. And let's celebrate and talk about where we want to go. And I think that is a great way of sharing love. Because let's be honest, how many times do you really talk about that in a relationship? How many times do you really reflect on a relationship? It's kind of like a, you know, come to mind meeting in a sense, where you're sitting out really just talking and reflecting on your relationship. And to me, that is the best Valentine's Day, because it's something that you normally don't do with kids and job and life. How often do you sit down and just talk? You know, you can have sex every night. You sleep in the same bed. You can have sex all the time, you know, and that's fine. But you know, how often do you actually talk? And I think Valentine's Day is a great time to do that. Something real simple and just talk. And I think that is the ultimate Valentine's Day gift, because it's something you don't do all the time. I think it's the perfect time to do it. And it makes sense. You know, it's not a Valentine's Day shouldn't be a reflection of the gifts you give and how much you show. It should be a reflection of the relationship.
Your love for each other.
And your love for each other, or your liking each other for a new relationship. And you just talk about, if it's a new relationship, let's talk about what we both want. Let's make sure we're compatible. Let's make sure that our visions align. Let's talk about marriage. Let's talk about kids. Let's talk about careers.
It depends how far in the relationship.
No, I think you should talk about that, even if it's brand new.
Depending on the age.
No, you know, I don't care about the age. I think what we don't do early in relationships enough is we don't have serious talk. We have the I want to impress you talk. I'm going to tell you everything you want to hear. But I think Valentine's Day is a great day to have that honest transparency talk about the relationship, where you want to go, what y'all want to do and stuff like that. I think it's a great time to do that, because when you do all the other stuff, that's great. But, you know, but obviously it's not working because divorce is over 50%.
Right.
So Valentine's Day isn't, you know, like, oh my God.
No, it's not.
If you do that, if you turn Valentine's Day into, you are celebrating love.
Yes.
But you're celebrating your past, your present, and your future, and build it with that person. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I love that. I really love that idea a lot. I mean, I think, you know, again, if you've been married, or if you're with someone, you know, for a long time, or, you know, like they even starting out, you know, it's a great way to celebrate your love for each other, rather than, you know, all of this gifts and expectations of, you know, it's just really putting that expectation of, you know, receiving these gifts and showing it off. It's just too much, and it's overrated. And it, to me, like you said, it is not genuine. I mean, in our relationship, like we've been together for, you know, 22 years, we have not really, I don't think we've ever sat there and give each other all these crazy gifts on Valentine's Day. No,
no,
no, we don't. And I'm not even a flowers person. Like, I hate not flowers. At all. She's gosh, yeah. It smells, yeah, yes. And then you know, it dies. I hate flowers.
She said early in our relationship, I don't like flowers because they die. So yeah. You try to say that our relationship is dead. It's dead because yeah, they don't want them. Die. Yeah. So yeah, we don't do flowers.
No, I'm not a flowers person. You know, I will tell you, I love fake plants and fake flowers more than real flowers, to be honest. Yep. You know, I love Hobby Lobby. I'll go in there and I'll take all the fake flowers and plants and put it all over my house. And so I know it's weird, but anywho, chocolate. I'm not a chocolate person. I have a specific chocolate that I like. It's only a certain time of month that I'll get it during my menstrual. So it, you know, and not only that, my birthday is also on February 8th. So it's just, you know, I don't ever, since we started dating, I never expected, because I didn't really care for Valentine's Day. So I never expect him to, because my birthday, we go all out. So I do not expect him to give me stuff around Valentine's Day, because it's not.
You know, the best, you know, if you want to give a gift, you know, the best gift to give? Bears. Little cute bears. You have seven bears.
Actually, I will tell you. So my favorite bear, they can't see it. Let me grab it. Hold on.
Yeah. Bears are the greatest thing to give. I think they are just so cute. And I've given several bears, but this one's her favorite one.
So
this is old. As you probably see, it's old.
Yeah, so this is actually one of my favorite bears. My favorite bears. And this one, you guys would not be surprised, but this bear is 21 years old.
Yep.
It is crazy.
Is it really that old?
But yes, it is 21 years old.
Yeah.
And when he gave me that, and it wasn't like, you know, with the flowers. No, it was just this bear. It just did something to me. It just showed me how he truly loves me. Again, because I'm not a flower girl. I'm not a chocolate. I'm not over the top. With gifts, I have to pick them out, right? You can't buy me gifts. I have to go in and get it myself. Mm-hmm. So might as well just give me the money. Anywho.
Pretty much, yeah.
So this means so much to me. And with this bear, I love it so much. I love it so much.
My bear's dirty.
I love it so much.
That bear is always like, always somewhere.
Yes.
Our desk is always somewhere in the house.
Yes.
To the point where I even forgot it was 20 years ago.
Yeah, she is right on
top. We've had other bears, but that's, I think it's the first one I gave you.
It is the first one.
Yeah, the first one I gave her.
Yep.
So at the end of the day, you know, one day you'll have an old raggedy bear. Two, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, those days are special because those days, like, those bring memories, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like you said, 20 years later, we're looking at this. I mean, 20 years, that means before we got married.
Yes, it was before when we were dating. It was like our first year, second year.
Like that, yeah. Yep. So you know, it, those are the things that are memories. You know what I'm saying? The hot sex we had, that's not memorable.
Wait.
I said that wrong.
I mean, I did extra though.
No. What I mean is if you're not getting memorable. It regularly, you're not going to, this Valentine's, you know what I'm saying? No. You know, you got great, but this right here, that's something that you remember. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do Valentine's Day, make it that something you're going to remember.
Memorable.
Something that's special for that day.
Yep.
Not getting the buns. Not, you take me out to Ruth Chris,
Ocean Prime, you know Eddie
saying?
B's.
You know what I'm saying? All that stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's not special. Special is something intimate. It's more like that. That's something that memories will last forever. You know? So make sure when you do Valentine's Day, you do it. It's special, but shouldn't be about the money you spend.
No.
It shouldn't be about, you know, how all out you go for her or for him. It should be about the time you spend together is something that means something.
Yeah, I agree. Something very meaningful to each other, right? Something meaningful, something that you both will cherish. You know, like I say, dinners are nice. You know, restaurants are nice. Trips are nice. But if you are in a long-term relationship, you've done trips. And if you have not done trips, then you could start now, you know? You could start, you know, anytime, you know, you don't have to wait for Valentine's Day, but because it falls on a Friday, it's a perfect, if you don't spend, you know, time like that with each other and you have the time, then book something real quick. I mean, there's so many, day trips that you can do.
Also, this is last key. Cause we got to
wrap it up.
Last thing too is try to pre-plan as much as you can.
Yes.
Because, see, this is the thing I've noticed. People will tell you, women will tell you, oh, don't do me last minute. Mm-hmm. You know, don't automatically think the woman is your Valentine's. I made that mistake. Don't automatically think things, you know, and try to pre-plan something, mm-hmm. whether it's something real simple or yep. not, you know, whatever, but just try to pre-plan something special,
yes.
you know, say for that day, because regardless of whether you think it's stupid or not, mm-hmm. your woman is going to run around that whole day feeling sad
exactly.
because her man didn't get her
nothing. Didn't do nothing.
Buy something, get her something, something. Do something.
Do something.
Buy some Publix cakes or something.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Do something. Cupcakes. They something. Have the little Valentine's because Day cupcake.
Women are different than guys. You know, we gonna like stupid, ridiculous. It doesn't affect that. But you know what? Regardless, your woman's gonna want something for that day. So you know what? Do something. And if you don't can't see it that whole day for some reason, at least a nice text, something
wait, but
special.
Why did not seeing her for the whole day though?
Maybe
were they with their other with maybe, their other no, woman?
Well, maybe. Maybe. You know what I'm saying? Maybe with the other woman, you got to split your time.
What?
Or you just busy out there. You working, then you got to get the kids, stuff like that. If it falls on like a Wednesday, Wednesday
routine. It falls on a Friday, though.
I know this, but I'm just saying in general. What about if you do your regular, you know, you got to, right. you go to work.
Okay, yeah, you got to.
Then you got to take the kids.
You know what? Another thing, leave cute notes, you know, like notes, you know, you could put cute notes all over your house. I think I did that one time for you. I put like 50 things that I loved about you.
Oh yeah, she did.
Uh-huh. And I just
it was 50
everywhere.
Things she loved about me. It was like one thing. It was like one post-it. I was like, where's the other? Oh, she's like, oh, I'm still working on that.
So I mean, like I say, there's things that you don't need money to do, right? Everything is not always an expense. You can always think something creative and do. And like I say, you know, if she's someone who doesn't like flowers and chocolate, get her a bear. Look how this looks. So cute.
Also. Valentine's Day is not only for your woman.
It's for the guys too.
But your mother, your sister.
Yes.
A friend.
Yeah, Valentine's. You know I love my girlfriend.
Like at the end of the day, Valentine's Day should be a time you expressing your appreciation mm-hmm. for people. You know what I'm saying? You know, Side Piece Day is the next day, guys. So don't get it confused.
Yeah, don't get it
side
twisted,
piece is
all right?
February
they
15th
are the 15th and beyond.
Side Piece
all right,
Day.
15 and the 16th.
You know what I'm saying?
Right?
That's Side Piece Day. All right, people. We appreciate you so much. This
Thank
is our Valentine's Day special. We had fun. Yeah. I hope you had fun too.
Go out
I hope
there,
you
celebrate
got some,
love. However you do.
I hope you got some great ideas. I hope you and your loved ones get together and y'all have a great Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And until next time, people. Bye.